All right, everybody. Welcome to Position of the Month Club monthly call.
Wow, that's such a strong like.
Let's get going. Let's get started. I'm going to leave it at that. You know who I am. I'm Tony DeLorenzo. This is my beautiful wife, Elisa.
You stumbled over that.
Always. Tammy, what's up, Tammy? I know. Stumble over it every single time when we do it here live. But that's okay. So first things first. We're going to share what we got in the memberships area. You guys should have already gotten all your links. Hopefully you downloaded them. We'll do that. We're going to talk about the 7 days of sex challenge. I mentioned it a little bit this morning that Elise and I have been doing it. We're extending it. Got some feedback from you guys. So I'd love to hear you guys who are doing it. The good, the tough times as well. I think we also learn in those tough times, really. That's where we really learn. Right, because if it's all unicorn and rainbows, honestly, I don't know if you're doing it, man. Because there's always a day or two that can be a stretch. It can be mentally, it can be physically. We've done a challenge 10 years now.
Yes,
some form of challenge 10 years. We've seen it happen. So we want to discuss that a little bit. We'll share a little bit about our trip to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Because that ties into the 7 days.
Yes.
In a very.
Yes, yes, way. Yes.
Did you know that today's International Unicorn Day?
Today is International Unicorn Day.
I was thinking
Day.
About that, so, since you made mention of it's not all rainbows and unicorns.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I just recently found out.
All right. So first and foremost, let's just get into the position paper we did this month. This month is called the dancer position. This is a bit of a deviation from our standard, hey, we're in bed, front entry missionary position or a rear entry coming from the back. This is actually a standing position. It's a little more difficult. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It is, but we're also wanting to stretch you guys as well as ourselves in trying new things. This is a position that Elise and I, we were even testing out in our rental there in Dallas, because the shower, we did this in the shower, because it was a square, and it was probably about 3 feet by 3 feet, so it was pretty tight for us.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to work in there, and Elisa actually figured out a great way to even wedge herself in there. Mm-hmm. That allowed her not to have to, you know, be moving or trying to balance off of me. So I'll let you share how you got into that.
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun, like, thinking back. Because that was day nine?
Yeah, that would be day eight or nine.
I don't know. What, of the 7 days of sex challenge, and we happened to be in the shower. And again, tiny, tiny little shower.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, how are we going to try it? Well, typically when we have sex in the shower, it's rear entry.
Yeah.
Typically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
good lube. Make sure you have lube.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you haven't listened to it, listen to Lube It Up. Just search it or find it on.
Or go to the Amazon store, because we have oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop. Amazon shop.
And you'll find a bunch of lubes there.
And the one that we use in the shower, because it's a water based and it's much easier in the shower, that's on there.
Good clean love.
But so here we are, tiny little shower, and there's no way for me to turn around and get into a position to be able to do a rear entry. So I'm like, okay, how are we going to make this work? And so, yay that it's April. Yeah, and then it's the dancer position, right? Because I'm like, okay, well, if we're gonna face each other, like, what am I gonna do? Well, I somehow managed. I don't know how at 43 I'm still this flexible. It was actually, I was like, ooh, look at me. But I managed to lift my right leg up and literally anchor it on the opposite wall. So I've got my back on one wall, my leg on the other wall.
And she's sort of in that corner area, right up in
no,
there?
No, I wasn't in the corner.
Yeah, you remember, because you were like right there, because you were able to wedge yourself right in.
No, I wedged opposite, not corner.
No, I know that, but your body was still to that far edge. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I was opposite walls.
I wasn't looking, so maybe.
Yeah, he was a little preoccupied. But there was just enough distance, or not so much distance, that I could get the leg there, wedge myself against the wall, which was really nice for me, because then I didn't have to think.
Yeah.
About like, okay, how am I going to balance? What's this going to look like? Instead, it was just like, okay, I'm like wedged in here. Like, let's make this happen.
Dancer position, as you see in the position paper, you'll see that the female actually has her foot on the bed too. So that doesn't have to be just a bed. It could be a chair. It could be something else, but that gives you a little more ability to not have to just solely be dependent on your husband holding you and then balancing on his two legs and you're on one leg. So
I would actually, having done it in the shower, I would make the recommendation because you do see it there on the paper where, you know, she's got her leg on a bed. I would actually use the wall in your house and a chair, right? So that you can get that
leverage.
Well, support, actually, to be able to lean back against the wall, have your leg up. And then again, if you don't have to be thinking during sex, it's a lot nicer, right? Like you can actually just be a participant. But if you're like, oh, how are we going
to
balance?
And but you're going to have to think a little bit when you start out with this. This isn't,
this is
one of those that's going to push you to just go, okay, how are we communicating in our sexual intimacy? Because it's really easy to just get into missionary or a favorite position and not really ever talk about that. So this one's going to force you guys to talk because Elisa and I had to, you know, in this situation, discuss it, sort of laugh a little bit, get into that position. Another thing that needs to be discussed, standing for me personally, is hard to ejaculate. So if you haven't discussed this with your spouse, do. Guys, you need to share that with your wives. Wives, you got to open up and ask your husband, you know, if you're not able to, that's totally cool. We can still do this position, but we can move into something else that allows you to ejaculate. So stretching you guys there. Hopefully this is this is connecting with you guys. If any of you have done it, share. I'd love to hear you and let us know right there in Facebook. That would be awesome. With the 7 days of sex challenge, it does help to try new positions.
Yeah.
So those of you who've been in for a couple of months, at least you now have some different positions to check out, try out within those 7 days or whatever you're trying. Like Kate and Ashton. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just share their story just real quick. So they do a NCAA bracket tournament bracket, and the winner gets to choose what they're going to do, right?
Right.
Basically, Ashton won, and she chose. Cade wins as well, I think, in this, which is primo. Good for you, bro. But they're doing a 30 days of sex challenge. I think they're on day 10, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, earlier.
Tammy Eminent is on day, where are you, Tammy? Day 5? I'm trying to remember. Tammy De La Rosa and Aaron had some issues.
Tammy Eminent is on day 7.
Oh, you're on day 7, so you're here to finish it up. Good for you guys, so congratulations. We did it. It's sweet. Love that. De La Rosa's had some challenges. Tammy wrote in here and put an awesome post, so I would encourage you guys here in Facebook just to read it. Tammy De La Rosa saying day 0, so that's cool. So for us, we got through day 7. Finished up in...
Well, okay, we should probably back up because we had put in here that we were going to start on our trip. And I actually plan all our vacations to the best of my ability to not have my period while we're traveling. Sorry, I just saw Travis's comment that their new shower is going to have a ballet bar style rail. Just laughing.
Dude, you are always thinking. Holy cow.
Travis is just one step ahead.
Yeah. But he also makes it. And here's the thing, though, too. Travis brings up a great thing, especially in that dancer position. He's 6'2". Shanna is 5'2". And having gone out with them and know those guys, there's some height difference there.
Just so
there, you know, may have to step on a box. Dude, you may have to put a nice little step in there right by that ballet bar. So.
Or like, you know how some showers have like the built-in seats? You may need to think about what that looks like.
Okay.
But 7 day challenge. So we were going to start it was going to be our 7 day trip. I had my period the week before. So we actually made the decision to start right after I got my period. We're like, well, you know what? It's actually my day. You know, it was one of my days. It was Thursday. We're like, let's just get started.
Let's go.
Or Wednesday, I think actually. I don't know.
Thursday. Cause we were leaving. Maybe it was Wednesday.
Anyway, so we start and we're on a roll. We're like, okay, you know, daytime, whatever. Then we get to Dallas. And here's the thing, we've had this expectations conversation.
Oh, did we post that picture yet?
Oh, no, I will post it tonight after this. So we get to Dallas and we're all excited because we're like, oh, vacation. And the first thing we notice is that all three of the bedrooms
are
touching, basically. They're all in the back half of the house and they all, the all three doors are right there. Mm-hmm. So there's the first thing, because in our home, the kids are on the opposite side of the house. So first thing, but we did pack the sound and sleep machine.
Yes.
Okay, because we were going to have success here. The second thing that happens is that we walk into our bedroom the first night and we get ready to close and lock the door, because you know that we are sticklers for being able to lock the door.
Well, it allows Lisa to get in the mindset where she doesn't have to think if somebody's going to walk in.
Let's just face it. Lock the door every night, whether it's my mindset or your mindset. It's yeah. just a good thing that your kids don't ever have to like walk in and see that.
So anyways, the door doesn't shut. There is gap, like the frame is too big. And so we'll post pictures.
I'm going to try and post pictures right now. Okay. While we're talking about it.
And we're just like, oh my gosh. So luckily there's a chair in the room and you know, we use that chair under the door handle to just wedge that door shut, because we were starting to get frisky one night.
First night.
And we're like, all right, cool. Lights are on. Our daughter just comes bounding into the room and her answer to us is that the lights are on. There's no sex happening in this room.
Because apparently you can't have sex with the lights on.
So, which we talk about often, like, have daytime sex, have lights on. So we had to have a little conversation with her the next day. So little to say, it was a struggle at times. I want to say day 4 or 5 for sure was not any highlight by any stretch of the imagination. And yet, again, we've always found that it's almost in those moments where we just stick with it. And it may not be the best sex. It may just be we've had sex, you know, and we move forward. So we did that, and now we're on day 11 and going strong and enjoying it. There's been some fun moments along the way. Mm-hmm. And I just want to hit Tammy Eminence says that that's her too. Tim is 6'4 and she's 5'4. So you and the Harleys you guys are in the same position. You guys talk to each other, figure out how to set up the dancer together. And I will say this from, this is me personally. The last, I would say 4 or 5 times, the 7 days of sex challenge has been a challenge for me. And most of it is that I have become more of a low desire at times. I think Elisa and I do well with our intimacy lifestyle 2 times a week. It works out fine. I feel like there are times for myself that I can't get an erection or as hard as I want to be. Mm-hmm. I feel flaccid at times. Ejaculating over a course of 7 days can be difficult. I have found as I've gotten older, that was one of our things too. We ended the 7th day and I hadn't. So I proposed to Elisa. I'm like, well, we got to go at least the 8th day because I got to end on a high note. So we did the 7th day early in the morning. The 8th day was in the evening. So it gave me a good 36 hours. To recover. So just being honest with you guys, it doesn't always work out the way we want. Here's something though, for me personally, that somebody in the one family turned me on to, shared the supplement product with me, and it's in the Amazon shop. So Lisa said, you know, go to onetrainermarriage.com/Amazon shop and you'll see it. And it's called For Life Transform Man. And I'm going to just put that up there. And this, for me, as a supplement to my men's health, has been the best I've used that I know of. It, like I said, I've tried a lot of different things. They work. They help out for a short bit of time where this is actually working. He also sent with me how many pages is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7, 8 page pamphlet. And it's called How to Last Longer During Sex Without Wearing Out. Truly cool. If you guys are interested in it, I'm more than happy to, I think we have a way to scan stuff in and share it with the Position of the Month Club family so you guys can get some more knowledge. I'm still reading through it. It takes a little work. There it is. Tammy, awesome, just ordered it. I'm telling you.
So let me just share real quick, because I know sometimes, and I know even for us, supplements can kind of be like, what's in it, right? Like, what? Like, right. What are you taking? And so literally on the back, first I'm going to put this up here, because it's a very, very short list. Mm-hmm. It's vitamin D, citrulline, which okay. I'm assuming is amino acid, citrus peel extract, and Korean ginseng. And then the other ingredient is the vegetable capsule and peppermint leaf oil.
And that peppermint leaf oil, I'm telling you, you're going to smell that when you open it up. All I know, as I've tried a number of different supplements over the years, people have talked to us, we've seen them on Amazon. We get a lot of this stuff. This is the first one, though, that I have felt, and Elisa even made mention of it, like, wow, like you're actually erect early in the morning, or you're able to hold yourself longer. It doesn't take you as long to get an erection. Mm-hmm. Just being honest with you guys. So I'm happy because we're still on day 11. I feel like I'm not petered out after 7 days. Just sort of like, yeah, I'm done. I'm actually excited. I feel like it's almost like back to our 60 days where I was 34 years old in doing that.
Right. But here's the difference. When we did the 60 days of sex challenge, it was either day 9 or day 11. I think it was day 9. Is the first time that Tony tapped out.
10.
No.
We did 10 days. If anybody's listened to that one recently, yeah, you let us know how that sounds.
I'm pretty sure it was 8 years ago.
That show was 8 years ago. I don't remember.
Well, and the challenge was right. 10 years ago.
Right.
But the reality is that he tapped out then. And when we've done other challenges, or even just in our intimacy lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? Our regular, we're intimate twice a week. That's what we do. There's been a noticeable change, mm-hmm. and we've got a lot of communication around it. So it's just kind of like, well, that's where we are. And,
yeah.
You know, we've had written off a lot of stuff to age. But you know, grateful that there are folks in the one family who will say, hey,
oh like, gosh, we got a ton of, okay.
Yeah.
My bad. All right.
Yeah. If anyone is into essential oils, we use the Lucy Libido.
And we have Lucy Libido. I think Lucy Libido is on, actually it is Lucy Libido. The book is on our Amazon shop. So you can get that one as well. Yes, for all you oily people.
And it looks like this.
Yeah.
Let me write it closer. Amazing recipes, mm-hmm. oil recipes in there. But you know, it's looking at these and saying, you know what, if there's a situation in your marriage, in your intimacy, and we're talking any intimacy, but obviously we're talking sexual intimacy tonight. Don't be afraid to take steps to rectify it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and even as we're having this conversation, we'd fallen victim to that, I guess, where it was like, oh, well, you know, we're just getting older. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, wait a minute. This doesn't have to be a just because we're getting older thing. We can figure out different ways to make this work. We can look at different supplements. And what I, you know, I find so interesting about the For Life Transform Man is that, you know, it even in their information I saw here, it features a proprietary blend of potent plant extracts and vitamin D3 to support sexual performance and healthy and a healthy endocrine system.
Yeah.
Right. So in all honesty, the endocrine system is what runs all of the stuff that we like to enjoy so much. So getting that healthy, you know, has an impact on both of you. I will tell you, it's definitely been this 7 days. Well, now we're past 7 days, but the original seven days. Yeah. This challenge for us has been completely different because Tony's not wearing out. It's mutually enjoyable.
Yeah.
More so because of that, because I don't feel like you're like, oh, like I'm exhausted. Like I can't do this. I can't right. ejaculate. You know, like are we going to get it done? And that's kind of the way it's been the last few years.
Yeah, right? I would say that.
We get to day 5 or 6 and we're like,
let's just kill it and get it done. Like so. Just let's roll. Let's do some quickies and we're good. For you guys here, don't hesitate to share what's working for you in your marriage and for your sexual intimacy when it comes to this stuff. Like I love that Shanna put that up there about the Lucy Libido and the perky pill and doing that stuff, because what I have found, and I think many of you as well, like this can work for me and yet it may not work for every single guy in here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just because of where we're at, what we're dealing with, how we're going. I will have to say though that the pamphlet where, you know, lasting during sex, without wearing out. It's all about Kegeling. So there's also other things we can do in this area of our life, if we're willing to do it, to have multiple orgasms and stay committed in trying those things out. So that's a good deal.
I was just thinking we should actually link to, because the Kegeling goes on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Male, well, that's, and female,
yeah.
Male and female, because you like those muscles, ladies, they get weak, you know, babies, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We should link to the Yarlap interview, or we should post
Yeah.
So I guess it was last year now, mm-hmm. early last year. Completely as an aside, we hadn't planned on mentioning this, but you know, Tony mentions Kegeling, and I'm like, well, let's bring this mm-hmm. in. You know, there's a device out there called the Yarlap, and it actually is a medical grade device. They have FDA approval on this, where you actually insert it and it stimulates the muscles in the vaginal wall. So it's, mm-hmm. we're going to put a link to it.
Yep.
Just so that you guys are aware of this out there, because, you know, it was interesting as I was doing this interview last year and just learning so much about this, you know, again, if it's not working for him, then we need to take care of it. If it's not working for her, then we need to do something about it. If those muscles are weak, let's strengthen them. It's mm-hmm. not just, you know, this product was originally designed for urinary incontinence. And they realized that as those muscles get stronger, orgasm gets stronger. Hello, win-win, win-win. So Tony posted.
I just posted that up. There. And Tammy, yes, you're right there. I totally agree with you on that. My thing, though, is it would get the blood flowing again, and that's totally cool. It's lasting and staying hard. Mm-hmm. I think that's the next piece. Like, so we hear a lot about the flaccid part of it, like ED stuff. It's the next part, I think, for us guys that we begin to look at it and we're like, not only do I want to be hard, but I want to last. Like I want it to stay hard for a longer period of time, and I want to know that there's this feeling that we have that most guys I think could share, that it's like, yes, I am hard. So that's I totally agree with you on that. Tomorrow's show, some of you are going to listen to this and who knows when, but the show that's coming up is called Paycheck to Paycheck. And that really starts diving into your financial intimacy and stress, and how stress really plays a major part on our sexual intimacy. So make sure you listen to that show, because Elise and I go deeper into that. And it plays a big part into our sexual intimacy. So,
Shanna, what's the pour moi? I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Is it similar to a Yarlap, I'm assuming? Just bought Benoit balls. Yep. Yep, Benoit balls are another way of, like, for women, right? Because you insert it into the vagina and it keeps it. What your goal is for, right, for Benoit balls, or is as a woman, you're trying to keep that in there, and so you're pulling on that muscle and strengthening it. I've gone through times that because of my medication, I just can't get there. Orgasming, I'm assuming. But things have been on the upswing lately. Amen to that. I love it. It's the intense.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Intensity by Pour Moi. Okay, so again, we're just bringing up different things for those of you who are going through a challenge. Even if you're dealing with the intimacy lifestyle and it's not working the way you want, address some different areas. Right, it's not always about the position. Maybe we're not connecting emotionally. That's one thing that Elise and I know. During a challenge, it's not just the sex. I mean, we need to be connecting emotionally for us to sexually really be able to do that for a multiple days in a row.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You know, you mentioned challenge, and that's actually, I just want to address that word.
Because Tammy De La Rosa brought that up, where that's a mindset deal up here. And if, Tammy, if you want to share some in the comments, more than happy to have you share that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, words are very powerful, and our associations with words are incredibly powerful. And mm-hmm. you know, just to summarize real quick, and Tammy may jump in here and actually share a little bit more, but for them, the word challenge was actually becoming an obstacle to having success.
Right.
Right? Because it was like, oh, you know, it carried a lot of weight. And so, and I don't know if she'll share.
Well, and it's interesting you bring that up because Tammy, I'm going to just say Tammy E and Tammy B. So Tammy E brought it up. It's like, hey, Tony, you always come up, you always say challenge. And for me personally, it's something that I can just wrap my head around and it allows me to stay focused and on task. And for others, like Elisa said and brought up, the wording can be a challenge.
Right. Because if you guys haven't figured out by now, Tony likes conquering challenges, right? I mean, he's done double centuries, 200-mile bike rides. He's hiked from Mexico to Canada along the Pacific Crest Trail. He suggested the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. I'm married to a guy that will challenge himself. We bring that up.
My no espresso. I still have not had any espresso.
I have. I figured I'd get my
Okay. I see what you're saying, Shannon. I see what you're saying. Yes. So Shannon just said, just saying it's not always the man who can't get it up or finish. I'm someone who is a low desire spouse and to couple that with the side effects. And there have been times I feel like I'm broken because I can't orgasm, but I'm doing better. Yes. You're not broken at all.
And that's a good point. I'm just looking over here at the comments because it's one of those things where, you know, and when we talk about this, it's going to come up in tomorrow's show as well, is that there are a lot of medications out there that impact your sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. And while they may tell you, you know, it's like when they rattle off the list of side effects on the commercials or when you're in the doctor's office and they tell you the side effects, somehow I don't feel like they give enough weight to the fact that there are medications or even medical conditions that are going to impact your libido, that are going to impact your ability to orgasm. You know, for a man, it's going to impact your ability to sustain an erection. For a woman, it may impact your, you know, natural lubrication. All of these things that are impacted by medical conditions and the medications used to treat them. And so we've got to understand, and we've got to actually start looking at ourselves and say, I'm not broken. We just need to come up with a different solution. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's part of the beauty of the Position of the Month Club is that you know, the folks that are in here are position oriented. Yes, you are position oriented, but also solution oriented. That's good. We ought to use position oriented.
Position oriented.
But to say, okay, you know, what's another solution? Mm-hmm. You know, if I can't orgasm right now, what else can I do? If we can't have sex right now, what else can we do? If this isn't working right now, what else can we do?
And I like what Tammy B said. The word challenge, it was holding up Aaron because of the competitive notion. Okay, there you go. You guys use your emotional intimacy, obviously, to come up with that. Boom. Tammy E, love what you're saying there as well. You know, we're all different, right? So what you said there is you tell couples find the tools or words that work best, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are all different. I mean, God didn't put us here to be all the same. We just give you those tools and some parameters for you guys to work off of. It's like we talk about the intimacy lifestyle. You guys have shared, many of you have shared how you've taken it and not just followed what we do, but have made it your own. So that's awesome. I've always complimented people when they do that because you don't need to just follow what we say you should do.
Right. Yep. It's just a template. So Tammy E says, we tried the 3-day initiation. It didn't work for us. Every other day seems to be where we're most happy. Tammy D says challenge creates a competitive connotation, mm-hmm. which equals a potential failure and a fear of that. So again, it's looking at these things and saying, okay, if challenge isn't our word, you know, let's call it our 7-day adventure, mm-hmm. right? Or you know, our 7-day exploration, our 7-day whatever.
Right. Because any of those change it from that competitive nature to the adventuresome spirit. Mm-hmm. What do we love to adventure together? And I think about that with Elisa and I is because we like adventure travel. You know, when we went to Peru, the reason we went to Peru for our 20th wasn't because we wanted to sit on a beach. We wanted to see a new country. Well, you got there, you know. But it was
we wanted to sit on a beach.
I know you would have, but it wouldn't have been as fun to see a Machu Picchu. Come on.
I still would have sat on a beach.
I know. So if that's what it works for you guys, again, it's allowing that emotional intimacy to come into full force, working together so that you have the success. And like what Tammy was saying, what are the tools? How are we going to use it? Is it a Yarlap? Is it a supplement like we're sharing here with you guys? Is it what Shanna talked about with the oils, you know, if you're an oily person, you know, is it taking something like that? You know, different things. Is it putting the bar, you know, up in the shower, like Travis mentioned? Different tools allow each and every one of us to experience the extraordinary marriage.
Yeah.
Right? So, wow. That went by quick tonight.
7 days of gourmet is actually what Tammy D.
Love it. So 7 days of gourmet, what that makes me think of is we're cooking. So do you have like chocolate syrup? Do you have whipped cream? Do you have like, I don't know, whatever your favorite candy is? You know, gummy bears.
Just an apron.
Honey, apron.
I'm just thinking you could actually do it in just an apron. Like.
Well, yeah. No. Yeah, because you're just cooking in the kitchen. Yeah.
Well,
or cooking in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
kids,
it.
Maybe you're not cooking in the kitchen when they're home. Just kind of goes with locking the door like we talked about.
That adds an adventure. So,
yeah.
All right. Are there any other questions? I feel like we've had a great conversation here this month with you guys talking about this. Any of you over on Zoom, if you have any questions, I don't see anything there. If we don't see anything more here on Facebook, we're loving it. You guys don't forget to continue to post, continue to share. Mm-hmm. The more that each of you can do that, the more that as a community, we grow, we learn. Elise and I continue to learn and grow from you guys as well. That's the beauty of it, because we're not going to stop growing and learning, mm-hmm. right? We're just not going to, we're like, hey, okay, this is a challenge. This is a season. Let's move through that. Here's some really cool things that I want to share with you coming up. Just so you know, the new Position of the Month Club will be starting in May. I want to say May 1st. Don't know for sure.
It's revamped.
It's revamped. Yes.
Yeah.
You guys will all be getting an email here probably a week or so before we make those changes, so you know what's going on. Let it just be known. It's a partner. We'll have three different tiers. You guys will all be bumped up to the highest tier. So just know that. Starting May 1st as well, if all pans out with iTunes and everything we have going on our side, our new show, One Extraordinary Marriage Daily Steps, which is our daily show, will be coming out. And this is bite-size answer to your questions. And if you have questions, don't hesitate to hit us up. You can send those to dailysteps@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. And this will be a daily show, and we're answering your guys' questions. And more importantly, it's for you guys to be able to share with friends. So if they say, hey, I'm having trouble being verbal or verbalizing or moaning in the bedroom, boom, you can share that with them. And it's only going to be a 6-minute, a 7-minute clip. We're going to make these quick and tight. And then lastly, we are doing the live event. It's going to be September 8th. We've sent in the paperwork to lock down the location. And once that gets going, we're going to keep working on that. And all of you guys in that top tier Position of the Month Club will be VIPs at that event. So with that said, we love you guys. Have a fantastic week, fantastic month. Keep it going. We're going to try to get on. If you have any questions, just let us know. Love you guys, and we'll catch you next month.